Welcome to Tuesday Tea with Tine, brought to you by E. Renee Coaching, where we help you discover your destiny one session at a time, empowering you to walk boldly in your God-given purpose. It's time to arise, align, and soar into all that God has planned for you. Go ahead, grab your cup, and let's get to the tea.
Hello, and happy Tuesday. Welcome to Tuesday Tea with Tine, your weekly sip of purpose, peace, and that gentle nudge toward the life God has designed just for you. I'm your host, Tine. Listen, today's episode is one for the whiteboard, so post this front and center. I'll admit, it may be a little strong, but hang in here with me, because today's episode might just be the exhale your spirit, soul, and body have been waiting for. So whether you are multitasking or finally sitting still, let this be your permission to pause. This week, we're diving into a truth that's been saving my sanity. And that truth is this: grace is greater than grind. God didn't call you to hustle your way to Him. He called you to rest in Him. You were never meant to hustle for your healing or wear yourself out through busyness or even prove your worth through exhaustion. And by doing so, could you be saying that you trust more in your efforts than you do in the promises assigned to your purpose? That's right. There are promises assigned to your purpose. Your purpose in God was created and designed just for you. And just like Moses and Joseph, Jesus, Paul, and many others, know that everything you need to fulfill your purpose is tied to it. Now, that doesn't mean you just sit around and do nothing, but it also doesn't mean that you need to burn yourself out to walk in your purpose. Here's my truth. There was a time when I felt like doing more meant I was being faithful. I was keeping my schedule busy. I was overcommitting and saying yes, even when my soul said no, because I thought if I wasn't constantly moving, I wasn't making progress. But what I've learned is this: the grind will gaslight you. It'll convince you that burnout is noble and that peace has to be earned. But peace is your birthright. Rest is not laziness, it's obedience. You are not a machine, you are a masterpiece. Let's dive into today's three steep tips. Tips and ways to practice grace, not just give it away. Are you ready? Tip number one, redefine productivity. Productivity isn't about how much you do. It's about how aligned your actions are with your purpose. Let me say that again. Productivity isn't about how much you do. It's about how aligned your actions are with your purpose. Sometimes alignment becomes clearer with rest. Rest has benefits that only come through resting. And to keep pushing yourself, even when you should be resting, isn't wise or productive. The next time you realize you are constantly moving, ask yourself, am I moving from a place of peace and purpose, or am I moving from a place of pressure? There was a time in my life when I truly was the poster child for this tip. Always going, always busy, unable to just do nothing. In fact, when people would tell me to get some rest, I would get frustrated. I didn't know how to rest. And if I wasn't moving, I felt like I wasn't being productive. Or so I thought. Then I realized that some of the outcomes I was seeing were not from a place of excellence. So apparently, being busy wasn't the answer. So I started to slow down one day at a time, one thing at a time, to redeem some time and get some rest. How did I do it, you ask? I started giving myself grace. That takes us to tip number two. Build in margin. Leave space in your schedule. Take a break. Don't fill in every gap. Give yourself a buffer to breathe, to reflect, to reset. Hear me. I was one of those people who truly ascribed to the saying, I'll sleep when I'm dead. Yes, that was me. Then I realized that at the speed I was going to be just that, dead. Grace lives in the in-betweens, in between the projects, in between the meetings, in between the activities. You give grace to everyone else, right? Start giving some grace to yourself. Stop beating yourself up about not being available for everybody and everything. This takes me to tip number three. Make rest part of your rhythm. Don't wait until you crash and burn to care for yourself. Schedule rest like it's sacred, because it is. Take a walk. Take a nap. Take a note. The world has taught us to go, 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 go. We idolize people who say they never stopped. We've even normalized the grind. It's become honorable to work yourself to the bones. But let me tell you what else needs to be normalized. Self-care. Take care of yourself. Take a break. Take a rest. Come back refreshed and revived. Now I'm going to make this statement and move on. Rest and lazy are different, okay? I'm talking about resting, not being lazy. And I believe that you know the difference. As we come to a close, here's the tea, y'all. You are not lazy, you're tired. And some of that tired isn't just physical, it's emotional, it's spiritual. But here's the good news. You don't have to be. God is not impressed by your grind. He's not grading you on your output. He's inviting you to be with him, not just do for him. You can't, or I should say, you won't be able to be with him if you're constantly doing for him. So rest needs to be the resistance that you embrace. And you can do this by choosing grace over grind. Let's close with a deep breath. And say this with me. I am worthy of rest. I release the pressure to perform and receive the grace to just be. Thank you for sharing your Tuesday with me. If this episode reminded you to slow down and breathe, share it with someone who needs that same permission. Then like, subscribe, leave a comment, leave a review, all the things. Then meet me back here next Tuesday on Tuesday Tea with Tina. Until then, keep steeping in purpose gracefully.
That's all for today's broadcast. Thank you for joining me on Tuesday Tea with Tina. I hope today's conversation stirred your faith, sparked some clarity, and reminded you that you're not walking this journey alone. Tuesday Tea with Tina airs weekly on Tuesdays at 12 noon Central. I look forward to our conversation next week and encourage you to invite others to join us. Until then, keep trusting, keep growing, and keep showing up for the life God designed just for you. Be blessed, stay aligned, and keep steeping in God's plan. Remember, your best life is waiting. Let's make it happen, together. Tuesday Tea with Tinay is a production of E. Renee Coaching, where we help you discover your destiny one session at a time, empowering you to walk boldly in your God-given purpose. For more information and to book your complimentary coaching session, visit our website at ereneecoaching.com.